Restoring My Soul, Monday the 6th of July, Seeking Reconciliation. Spiritual discernment is necessary to appraise the nature of a person's offence. For example, a person's offended response may simply be attributable to their personality or temperament. They may even be having a bad day. In other cases, the accusations levelled against us may be energised by a familiar spirit or the oppression of an evil spirit that has taken hold of a person. We do not need to answer or appease such expressions. We must maintain our own sanctified expression as we receive with meekness the word that enables us to be built on Christ. A brother who has aught against us is offended by something that we may have said or done. This may be a perceived or a real offence. However, if the Spirit brings the offence to our attention, we must seek reconciliation in a spirit of fellowship. This is the ministry of oil that marks our connection to the headship of Christ. Of course, Jesus was not advocating for a gainsaying conversation that is informed by the law of our mind. This approach to relational recovery in the presbytery, in the church, or in our households is an expression of the other law and only produces the emotions of sin. What is our example? We note that Jesus sought reconciliation with Judas in a spirit of fellowship. Judas was offended by the words of Christ and was offended when Jesus was anointed for his burial by Mary and by the wife of Simon the leper. Yet Jesus washed Judas's feet and implored him to join him in the fellowship of prayer in Gethsemane. If we fail to initiate reconciliation when we know that our brother is offended, we sin, even if, according to the law, we are blameless. Likewise, if the aggrieved brother remains offended, they sin. The problem for either person is their refusal to reconcile with their brother and walk together in the light of the word, where the blood of Christ is active to cleanse and to heal. For this reason, their sin remains. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 5 verses 23 to 24, John chapter 13 verses 2 to 5, John chapter 13 verse 27, and 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. For further study, Psalm 133.